Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Gunsmoke Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon.
And
ooh, excuse me.
Because because you listened to the great episode, or I hope it was great. I hope you guys liked it. I don't know if it's not. We're going to give you a little taste of a little bit something more, and you don't even know what it is, and it's this. Ah, yeah.
Oh, I was like, what is this?
Ashley's face was like, what is going on?
Honestly, I was hoping for John Bronco.
This is the opening song.
By the way,
Gunsmoke.
John Bronco. I tried so hard to get you to send me an album, and you never did.
Well, and they never sent me an album either. I think their publicity department's over. All right, so Ashley, Doctor Strange and Clea supposedly got sucked into some weird portal. Who knows?
Not supposedly, they did.
They did. thanks, Ramon Fernandez. Ayazagotia.
I'm so sorry. Your last name is amazing, and it's just not a grouping of letters that we're used to saying.
Exactly. It's just difficult for us.
Also, thank you for that fabulous question. It was a great way to close out the show. Mm-hmm. Really fun. So we thought that this would be Jason and Ashley on the extra this week, and we're going to answer groupgluebook.com's 10 best holiday questions.
Yes.
So I'll share the link to this article in the show notes. If you guys want to answer down in the comments, please do, because we love it when you play along.
Sure.
Drink of water. Are you ready, Jason, to reveal things about your Christmas past?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That was very, very dramatic.
Dickensian? Yeah. All right. Question number one. What is your favorite Christmas scent?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe like chocolate chip cookies.
Like baking in the oven?
Yeah, like cookies and desserts. Like mm-hmm. My mom always used to make sugar cookies. So that's what I think baking is what I think. I don't really think pine needles or anything like that.
Yeah. So a long time ago when I was in university, had a job interview to work at Lush. They mm-hmm. did not hire me. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Lush Canada.
Oosh.
No, lovely. Still patronize them. But they ask you, what's your favorite scent? And I said, Christmas. And it's because I love the smell of like apples and cinnamon and cloves or mint, like all of the scents that are traditionally associated with like a North American Western Christmas celebration are all my favorite smells in the whole world. I love the smell of pine. And the thing that I've come to miss living in Southern California is the smell of fresh snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's a very specific scent.
Like wet nature.
Yeah. In the same way, it's not quite like rain, like the earth after rain, but it's similar to that. And that is something that I miss a lot and I associate with Christmas.
All right. Next question.
Question number two. What is your favorite holiday season tradition?
I don't know. I mean, we talked about this before. Like my family usually always does family gifts on Christmas Eve mm-hmm. and then Santa gifts are in the morning. So mm-hmm. I like that.
I was going to say something similar. Yeah. And I think I've shared this before in my family, because my father, his maternal family is Ukrainian. They do Christmas Eve gifts. So we always did one present on Christmas Eve and then the rest in the morning. And for me, it was usually like, just tell me which one is the book and I'll take the book.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny. And listeners will know this name. A friend of ours, Mitch Garrett, mm-hmm. Artist of Strange Adventures. He put us on to this idea that they do, which is, it's a Finnish tradition. It's from Finland.
Yep.
This idea that, yeah, you always give a book on Christmas Eve so that everybody gets, and you read it Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And I kind of love that. So like we've adopted that. And
yeah. Except sometimes it's like a book sent to your Kindle. So you get a nice email on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Saying that you have an ebook coming up. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready for the next question?
Yep.
Question number three. How was Christmas celebrated at your home when you were 10?
Well, I kind of just said it.
Yeah, we kind of.
Sorry.
Do you have any? Let me make sure that this isn't coming up. Okay, it is. Never mind.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Well, then, question number nine, which I guess can kind of tie in this, is what food do you eat more this time of year than any other time of year? And I was going to say, what did your family eat for Christmas dinner?
Oh, it was always turkey.
Yeah.
It was basically Thanksgiving dinner 2.0.
Uh-huh.
Here's really what it was. It was always turkey stuffing. Usually a green bean casserole of some type, mashed potatoes, bread. Like it literally was the same Thanksgiving meal. But like my family traditions usually, if I was 10, mm-hmm. it would have been Christmas Eve.
Did you believe in Santa when you were 10?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
is how I figured it. I don't remember when, but Christmas Eve, you know, family gifts, Saturday morning with Santa gifts, because even after I figured it out, like I had other siblings, but even my mom still does the thing like, oh, here are Santa gifts.
Yes. Yes, I've gotten Santa gifts from Bernadette.
Exactly. Saturday, you do those gifts. Mm-hmm. And if all the, my dad's sisters were able to come, we would go down to my grandparents and I,
because they lived very close.
Well,
to
when
you.
I grew up, yeah, my grandparents lived less than 2 miles away.
Yeah.
So we would go down there and everybody would be there and that would be where the meal is. Mm-hmm. If the families could get together that year, because sometimes it didn't happen every single year.
Yeah. So for me, it depends because my family lived in a different province than my mom's family. So if we were with them, if we traveled,
how far away?
18 hours.
On a plane, train, or
driving? Driving. Okay. 2 hour flight. You've made that flight before from Ontario to New Brunswick.
Travel tips with Ashley.
There you go.
Canadian travel times with Ashley.
One of my favorite traditions as a child. So I think I've talked about this on some Jason and Ashley's. I loved the nativity story as a little kid. Like, I love the idea of, like, magic baby Jesus. Mm-hmm. I had a baby doll named Jesus because it looked like the baby Jesus in a picture book that I had. Mm-hmm. And we had a plastic nativity set that I set up every year. I loved that set so much. I, like, would take it in the tub and play with it like little kids do with their toys.
Did they float?
Oh, yeah. They were hollow inside. They were plastic. And here's the hysterical thing. It's this. I had never seen this nativity set anywhere else in my entire life. Bernadette has the same nativity set.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I remember the first time we went back for Christmas, I was like, oh my God. Yeah, it was really cool. At 10, I still believed in Santa. I fully believed in Santa until I was like 12 years old. Way too long.
That's why you asked.
Yes.
Got it. All right.
And our Christmas feast would like change. Like it was usually ham, but we did like duck and goose and different stuff over the, when my mom, I think, got bored of ham because she doesn't like ham. Mm-hmm. And because my dad's family is Ukrainian, we always had pierogies. Mm-hmm. For Christmas. So like I always associate pierogies with Christmas, even though I've never had them as like an adult person.
Sure.
And my mom still makes them for Christmas, even though my dad's not alive. And then if we were with her family, Christmas Eve, we always ordered Chinese food.
I like that.
Because it's the only thing that's open. And then we would do what's called in French, it's called a pige, because pige is to pick. In America, you call it a white elephant. And when we were kids for the long time, like my generation of the grandkids, we would do one internally until everyone got to be about
12.
What
do you mean by one internally?
So like we wouldn't do one with the adults. It would just be the kids.
You mean the gift giving?
Yeah. The peach, the white elephant would be. Right. So that way we could give each other like toys.
Mm-hmm. It sounded like you were talking about surgery for a second.
No,
there, and I was like,
instead
what?
Of like bottles of wine, like bottles of wine were like a staple of my family peach.
Hey, Timmy, here's your bottle of wine.
I remember once.
Happy third grade.
I'll name names because none of them listen. My cousin Eric, who was one of my older cousins, he got a bottle. He like got to play in the adult peach and he got a bottle of wine when he was like 16 or 17. And I remember his dad being like, I'm taking that away from you. So those were our traditions. So number four. What percentage of your Christmas shopping is done in the 7 days before Christmas?
Almost none.
None. Zero.
I hate last minute Christmas shopping.
My mother was this person where she would shop throughout the year and like squirrel stuff away. And then like maybe here and there if she saw something. But
sure.
Like I never knew anyone besides like friends who were running out. So like now like I've had all my Christmas shopping done for ages. Mm-hmm. Unless I see a random thing and maybe I'll get
it. I also do that for money reasons because
markups are a thing.
Well, yeah. And also as freelancers, any freelancers out there listening will know that December is always.
No one pays you.
No one pays you in December. So I always make sure that I have the holiday shopping usually I would say 95% done before December.
Yes, and it's way less stressful that way as well.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Number five, what is your favorite holiday movie?
Oh boy, Nightmare Before Christmas, I guess. I don't really like holiday movies.
Well, you say that Nightmare Before Christmas is a Halloween movie.
It is a Halloween movie, but I don't like holiday movies.
I don't. I mean, either.
The best one is It's a Wonderful Life.
No, the best one is the Peanuts holiday special. The Peanuts Christmas special is amazing.
It's not a movie. It's not even 30 minutes long, actually.
Or The Grinch.
18 minutes long.
Or The Grinch.
I think The Grinch is like 20 minutes long.
Yeah, it's like 24 minutes long. Yeah. I'm not a holiday movie person either.
I'm not either.
So, no.
That's for any holiday. I don't really like Halloween. Like movies
I like a scary movie.
Movies that are based around Halloween or movies that are based around like different holidays. I don't like those movies, really.
That's okay.
There's a bunch of Thanksgiving movies as well.
Are there really?
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Blech. Number six, what is the most unusual gift you've ever received?
I don't know.
I got a long time from my grandparents, my aunts. I got a lot of jewelry as a kid growing up. And I was like, why are you giving me this? Like, I don't want it. I didn't ask for it.
I got a coin sorter one time.
A coin sorter?
For my grandmother, yeah.
I get a lot of stuff that's like generically superhero branded. Like when the first Avengers movie came out, one of my aunts just like truly went to like a Target or a Walmart. It wouldn't have been a Target in Canada, but I got like an Avengers lunchbox, an Avengers pencil case. And I was like, I am over five. Why do I need this?
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever gotten anything like super, super unusual. Just stuff where you're like, oh, there was no thought that went into this whatsoever.
Cool.
Question number seven. Do you have any traditions around New Year's Eve or New Year's Day? No, our tradition is to fall asleep early.
Not really.
No.
No New Year's traditions.
It's also like New Year's is so centered around drinking, and I don't drink and Jason doesn't drink very often. So if it's just the two of us, we're not doing a lot of the traditional New Year's stuff. It had been for a couple of years to travel and use that as an excuse to like hang out with friends for like 4 days or like take a longer travel time. But obviously that's not happening this year.
Nope. So
no New Year's traditions. Number eight is, when did you have the best New Year's Eve?
I don't know if I've had a best New Year's Eve.
The first New Year's Eve I was allowed to stay up for was 1999 into 2000. And I remember being super excited about that because we were like kids, and then being disappointed that the lights didn't even flicker because like everyone made it seem so scary and then nothing happened. And my parents were like, it's midnight, go to bed.
The lights didn't flicker. You expected like the world to blow up.
I mean, I didn't really think anything bad was going to happen because my parents didn't think anything was going to happen. Sure. But the part of you that's a little kid is
Y2K. Yeah.
But the part of you that's like still a little kid is like, I hope the lights like blink at least. Like literally nothing happened.
I really hope the society falls, please.
You know, maybe we could have got our shit together at that time. Who knows?
Yeah, that's so funny. It is funny, but it's so interesting because now, like again, hindsight 2020. We were looking at that year of 2000, and even experts thought it was going to happen.
Yeah. It was just a big unknown because we were so reliant on technology.
Like,
Yeah.
What a world if it would have happened.
Oh, what a world.
Yep.
You destroyed me and all of my beautiful wickedness. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the last question because we already did question number nine.
All right.
Question number 10, what do you miss the most during the Christmas holiday season? Or it also says who, what or who?
Oh, interesting.
Well, everything this year, pretty much. We don't get to do literally anything.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to see our family this year. Nope. I would say I more miss just the feeling of it all. And the feeling is like the combination of like feeling being around your family, knowing that you're on vacation. Because like weirdly for the last 5 years or so, I've been able to like, and it's because I've been working out here in LA, everything shuts down for 2 weeks.
Well, because everything starts shutting down in time for Hanukkah. So
it's sort of, the last 5 years or so, I've gotten sort of kind of like what kids get when they get to school. I've kind of gotten a Christmas break.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice. And we'll have that Christmas break this year, but like we won't be able to do any of the normal stuff with it. And so that's what I'm going to miss is the feeling of like, oh yeah, we can take like a little vacation. We can do a thing. And you're like, oh yeah, we can't
do anything. I miss like my parents put a lot of effort into Christmas when we were little kids, and I kind of miss like having someone to like get excited for. Because
that's why you got to be that person.
Yeah, but you and I are not like big like holiday people. Like we just don't like holiday movies, and so like our decorating is always like, I guess we should decorate. You know, like we're not like enthusiastic decorators or anything like that. So I kind of miss the feeling of that from being like 10 years old because your parents are like trying so hard. And then like the people that I always just miss are like the people I really like deeply miss are my parents, and for different reasons. And yeah, that's all, but not in like a horrible way. Just like my mom lives really far away. That's all. Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. We're going to play the Darth Vader Yule log this year.
For what?
I don't know. Christmas morning.
And why?
I don't know.
Actually, I think there's a phone call coming in for you.
Oh, boy. Hello? Hello?
I was waiting for a click.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Another call coming
terrible
in.
Terrible phone.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello, Ashley.
Hello.
It's Talkie Tony.
Oh, good. I couldn't remember who you were.
I know. I sound like other characters. But you did not hear me on the holiday special.
No, I did not. Is that sad?
I don't know. That's all I got. That's all I got, man. I don't know. I had this phone ringing, and I didn't use it once.
Yes, you did. You used it twice.
No, during the, by the way. I don't know how to turn, it won't turn off now. There we go. I don't know. I guess it's because it's a long sound effect. I put a bunch of sound effects on here, everybody.
Yeah.
Wow, this extra kind of went off the rails, didn't it?
Yeah. They all do, though. That's okay.
This is my best sound effect, guys.
Warning. Self-destruct sequence.
Major Barrett!
Warp core overload in 4 minutes, 55 seconds. There will be no further audio warnings.
Why?
After 4 minutes and 55 seconds. Like, a full 5 minutes.
I don't know. Any thoughts you want to give out to the listeners while we're talking here? We should probably thank them for their excellent support and everything like that. And any messages you want to impart to anybody?
If you are listening to this around the time it's released, go look at the sky at night, because Jupiter and Saturn are going to appear closer in the sky than they have for 800 years, forming what scientists now believe was the Christmas star over Bethlehem.
The
so
convergence.
Whether you're into astrology or you're into Jesus, I think that's really cool. Maybe both. Maybe neither. But go check that out. That's going to be beautiful. I love you, and Jason and I wish you a happy whatever holidays that you're celebrating, or not. We're thinking of you, and we are warmed by your love and support.
Hey, I just want to say thank you to all you guys, because 2020 has been a rough year on everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't think, whatever country you live in, I know we have many international patrons as well, but it's been a really tough one in America.
Yeah.
And, you know, because of course, the pandemic and everything like that, and, you know, and I just want to thank all of you for sticking around, because, you know, that means a lot. And that has definitely helped myself. I'm certain it's helped Ashley as well through the 2020, because all of you guys are there and it's a great community that we have. And we thank you so much for support. And I especially love all the people that can only hear these episodes.
Yeah.
Like, I love them too, because you guys get to hear a lot of stuff.
And, you know,
if we've seemed a little off, if we seemed a little down, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
It's because this year has been really hard. But, you know, I'll tell you, we've been talking about 2021, and there's some exciting stuff coming up, and a lot of stuff that should be a lot more fun. So fun that Tex is going to do a couple of these. Yeah, hear that ricochet. But, guys, thank you so much for your support. And I hope we brought a piece of, if we brought one piece of joy to your life in 2020, then this was a job well done.
Yeah.
So have a happy holidays. I'm Jason. The price will always be right, Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
That's it.
Happy everything.
We might. Well, I think we'll hear you. I think we'll talk to you guys one more time before 2021.
Because
the best of episode.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll hear to hear us one more time. And then it's 2021. So all the best. Bye-bye, super friends.
Bye.